Mouthing Off, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, JT, I just got to say this. It is going to be really hard to top Ravens and the Bills. What a game. Oh, my goodness gracious.
If you want to talk about things that are not going to soon be topped, let's talk about odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go to odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, and since you're in New York, Lenny, you need to get to them Buffalo Bills fans up there. They would love some of those boots, baby.
So, incredible game. It looked like the Ravens had this in their back pocket, and it all turns on a fumble by Derrick Henry, a guy that's known for being huge, solid, and not a fumbler. But he has taken this loss on his shoulders because that turned this game around, and the Buffalo Bills took advantage and came back and won that game 41-40. Unbelievable finish.
Well, you're talking about a guy who put that game on his shoulders. The best quarterback in the NFL, Josh Allen. I mean, you see what he did? He showed Mr. Jackson who the real guy was.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is a fantastic quarterback. These guys have suffered with being in the AFC through the Patrick Mahomes era. So these are two guys that we're talking about, potential Super Bowl ring wearing quarterbacks, but neither of them have been able to get past Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow's even got past him 1 year, but these two guys have been held out by Patrick Mahomes, and this has to be the year. The Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, that should be, we may have watched the AFC Conference Championship game, and I would love to see the rematch. If it's anything close to what we saw Sunday night, it's going to be a fantastic game. The Colts beat the Miami Dolphins 33-8. This has turned into the Will Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, be the MVP of the league this year. He looked so good.
Oh, for the 33-8. He smoked the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a joke.
I'm so sad because I really do like Mike McDaniel as a coach, but it just doesn't seem to be working in Miami. I don't know if it's him plus the mix of guys they've got in there. You know, Tyreek Hill hasn't been happy. They draft Tua. He comes in.
That guy's
in.
Never happy. You know what you do? You take those non-happy people and send their butts packing quick. Get rid of them. Why do you think Andy Reid wanted to get rid of him? He must have been a cancer in the locker room.
Well, there are guys, though, that Bill Belichick was proof. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson did the same thing with Charles Haley. I've recently watched America's Team.
Yeah, but that little wuss McDaniel can't eat no Belichick or no Jimmy Johnson, man. Come on. I mean, Jimmy Johnson had convicts.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew how to run the kennel. You know, he could keep the dogs in line.
Yeah, it
but
looks like
McDaniels, he doesn't even know what's happening. He needs to wipe his glasses all the time and sniffs and, you know, come on. You know, there's no sniffling, no time for sniffling.
I hope the Miami Dolphins give him an opportunity to get past the Tua era in Miami and the Tyreek era in Miami and coach a team that doesn't have the drama, but I don't think it's going to happen. His ass is on fire right now. His coaching seat is so hot in Miami. But on the other side of that, the Indianapolis Colts are a really well put together football team that was in need of a quarterback. They draft a guy they thought was going to be the guy, and it's not working out so far. They bring in Daniel Jones, a throwaway high draft pick for the New York Giants, who didn't work there, but nobody works for the New York Giants at the moment. And he looks really good, a lot like Sam Darnold did last year when he took over in Minnesota.
Well, one thing about Daniel Jones, he is prime. He never had he really never had a chance at New York. I mean, his offensive line, man, poor guy, he was killed every week. I mean, it's like now they got – Indy has a great team. They have good defense. They got a good offense. All they needed was a guy like Danny Dimes to come in there and hold the fort down.
They've got a great running back. They've got a phenomenal wide receiver. It's really a recipe for success in Indianapolis. If I'm a Colts fan, I'm very excited right now that it seems like they found a guy that fits the system in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and he loves playing there.
Yeah.
I mean, Indy's a great city. I mean, the fans in Indianapolis are just, and in the whole state of Indiana are just damn good fans. They love football. They love basketball. They love their sports.
You know, we talked about the New York Giants moving on from Daniel Jones, and we talked about Mike McDaniel being on the coaching hot seat. But if there's a guy that should be fired right now, no doubt about it, no reason for him to still have a job, it's Brian Daboll in New York.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he's an idiot.
Yeah. I'm
just telling you, he's just an idiot. I mean, he ought to have Jackson Dart ought to be the starting quarterback against the Dallas Cowboys.
And Saquon Barkley should be the starting running back in New York. So,
general manager needs to go with the coach.
Yeah. Well, I think that is a package deal. And I think that you're right. It might not be all Brian Daboll's fault, but he clearly is a yes man to the GM in New York. And I think they both need to go. I do hope that happens soon for a Giants fan. Steelers versus Jets. We finally get to see Aaron Rodgers healthy and playing football. The Steelers barely get by the Jets. And what I'm sure was that we're going to show you game for the Jets. They're not going to play this well throughout the year. But Aaron Rodgers puts them down 34-32. Excellent to see him back. Excellent to see him win.
I mean, that was the old A-Rod. And, I mean, what did he throw, four touchdowns?
Yeah.
I mean, he just lit it up.
Yeah, he was good.
I mean, he just got the juice, man. And, see, everybody that goes to the Jets dies.
Yes.
Their career dies. I mean, the great Bill Parcells told Bill Belichick, do not take this job. It will be like Cleveland.
Yeah, it's not a great place to be.
No, it's horrible.
Great.
And if Bill Parcells tells you that, he coached there.
Yeah. Yeah, it ended
him. And
Bill
Parcells won everywhere.
Yeah, it ended him. The Chargers beat the Chiefs 27-21. It is, this is what I'm talking about right now. The Chiefs are probably not bad. They're probably a really good team still. Everybody's complaining because Travis Kelce took a big hit to the head. But the Chargers beat the Chiefs. They didn't get lucky.
They beat them flat between the lines, Jeff. You're absolutely right. This is the Chargers are well coached. Harbaugh's a great coach.
Yeah.
And he coached them, and their quarterback finally showed up.
Well, he's
Justin Herbert finally showed up. And showed people exactly how good he really is.
Yeah, well, he's always been that good. He's always shown up. It's just the guys around him have not shown up. And Harbaugh has that team clicking. It's very exciting. The AFC is going to be very fun to watch this year. The Vikings.
Well, look at Denver. Bo Nix.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, the AFC's deep. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, they are.
The Vikings beat the Bears. J.J. McCarthy looks good. Caleb Williams does not. And the reality of it is here that you've got the Vikings have stability in their coaching. They've brought up their kid that they drafted. They've got a team that with Sam Darnold last year made noise, and he's in a better position than Caleb Williams. I'm going to give Ben Johnson time to get everything together in Chicago. I think this was a great game, and the Bears came up short, but it is not time to write off Caleb Williams or Ben Johnson in Chicago.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he can't. You can't coach that guy.
No.
I'm just telling you that Caleb Williams is a bust already.
All right, well, and I called that, so that doesn't hurt my feelings for you to say that. I assume he would be.
If I was Ben Johnson, I'd go ahead and send his ass packing, Jeff, and get me a new quarterback now.
That's going to be difficult to sell, but after this season, if he does not come through, I'm sure they'll be looking for somebody else. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.